I went right and began an interview with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Wednesday at supper, the after supper, the 25th of October, 72. Channel 1 right, and beginning a visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie is Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October, 72.
They want to sell some material.
That's far, you know.
Oh!
Material.
Yeah,
bowl.
Oh. That's where it ought to be.
That's right.
And he just kept on saying, y'all think hard, think of somebody. So they said that he had just got out of the hospital.
And I brought in major counterattack.
That's where it ought to be when they over there, and they need to sell some material, and they know all the people.
Yeah,
they can run them down easier than you can, or I can. No, I hadn't thought about that. I might try that myself. To go down there with. I'll go down here to McIntosh and see that fellow down there and tell him that I want to get a little carpentering done.
Most of them will recommend one, if they buy the material.
But the trouble of it is they'll promise I'll come, but they'll never
they
come.
They don't get there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, this fellow's they say it's good.
Well, I've seen the house he built.
Yeah, I've seen some of his work, too.
Yeah. Oh, have you?
He was raised at the home of Nick Nelson.
Just as a side.
Simmons. You know, his...
Don Simmons.
His face looks familiar, but I couldn't place him when he drove up there.
Well, I didn't know. I actually know him when he drove up there.
I kept looking at him, and I thought, well, but I might recognize you, but I can't quite place him. You know, Faye, we went to grocery a while ago, and Faye got some turnips.
First time I've ever done anything like that.
Got a sack full of turnips, and when she got around there and weighed them up, they cost, how much, Faye?
98 cents for a little water turnip.
Oh. Took them back. Now, how about that? They haven't paid for a lot of irrigation.
Right.
Just one little water turnip.
Well, Miss Mary, they run more than a half a dozen
turnips. I know, it's a shame. I don't know what in the world. That's just what I told Marvin. I said, if we don't make us something to eat, I don't know what in the world we're going to do.
Well, we got enough planted that we can all get some grown out of that.
If we make
them. And, you know, does do all right.
I know we have to do it.
Well, as you know, we got cold weather coming on, and of course that don't hurt turnips too bad. And as far as dry weather, we've kind
of... But the trouble of it is you get tired of them so quick.
I never have got tired of them, but I haven't ever had much chance.
Well, I got a couple of bunches in Gainesville off of a truck. A colored man was in there peddling. And then turnips, I thought maybe, well, they'd be peppy. There was the big white egg and bigger than that cup.
Marvin, scoot up here to the table.
And I carried them over to my brothers, and I fixed them and cooked them, and they were delicious.
That man, it was just 35 cents a bunch.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what a bunch in Thriftway today was? 69 cents. Just a bunch of turnips.
The guy, he said that, I asked him where'd he get them or where was he raised, and he said in Quitman, Georgia.
I forget whether you all drink coffee night or not.
I want to
drink it any time.
Come on.
We get up all times a night and drink coffee.
Yeah. And there's that salad I made just for you.
So you gotta eat salad.
I can't eat anything. I'm just as full.
Well, there it is. You can have
so
some coffee.
Full.
I ate some of your steak last night, don't forget.
Take it home and eat it for breakfast.
Well,
I sure am glad to see you. Well, I've been thinking about you. Miss Dot said she tried to call you and couldn't get you. Now, don't tell her I told you. She said she wanted to tell you about she sold your little bull.
Oh, she did.
Don't tell her I told you, because she might think I just come over here just to get to tell you that.
Let me tell you, Miss Mary. You don't care what Miss Dodd thinks. It don't matter to her. You know, she's a peculiar person. She's very unusual. She never holds anything against you. Ain't that something? Does she?
I don't know.
Without she bottles it up inside and holds it and keeps it.
Yeah. Well, now, you see, we talk about y'all all the time when I'm over there with her. But she is never put out with you or anybody else. And you know, some people take them for, you know, they can't, you know, some people have taken them for a ride. Now, if I had an enemy, I'd love for it to be her.
Oh, I wish I could hold it. Oh, if I didn't show myself last night.
I don't know. I don't know what I would want it to be her because.
Oh, I wouldn't tell you what I done. Not before Mr. Dawson did.
She might hold it as long as she could, and then directly she'd have to explode.
But you like to tore up something.
I sure did.
Miss Mary, you never hurt anybody in your life.
No, but I wish I could keep things inside of me and
keep
not
your mouth shut.
You keep my mouth shut, that's right, and not show my ignorance.
Well, let me tell you, what is the use to keep your mouth shut? If you're going to have a mouth, why have to keep it shut all the time?
Well,
I
if
see.
It was meant to keep shut, they'd have put a zipper on it, wouldn't it?
That's what makes the world so dark. People keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, but then I don't keep it in the right way, Matt, all the time. I let my temper run away with me. No, I got a phone call, and I done told people.
Wait till that.
Well, I just said nothing to it. I just told them that I just couldn't take him.
There's a whole lot to it.
And they called me again last night and said that they were coming out, and I said, how long are you planning to stay? For weeks and weeks and weeks.
Several weeks.
And I just, brother, I went in there, and Mr. Dodd said, what in the world is wrong with you?
Three meals a day.
Yeah. Grits in the morning.
Yeah.
Sunny side eggs.
Why, Miss Mary?
And I don't even know that man. And I said, what in the world? I told him, I said, I'm leaving. I'm going to burn the house down and I'm leaving. And I said, well, what in the world am I going to do? The man is sick and he can't help it, and I'm sorry for him.
But you're not supposed to take him.
Well, you don't know for you.
I'm not.
Maybe we stay sick so much they think we run the hospital.
And Mr. Dodd wanted to know what the matter was.
Yeah, he wanted to know. He said, what the world went wrong?
And all that happened right there. Right there had company.
I think Marvin was ashamed of me.
Yeah. I imagine he flinches every now and then.
Oh, I don't know, Marvin. Does.
Well, I tell you what, and to see if I'm in, I don't know anything I'd like less to see than somebody come for three meals a day.
Well, he was going going to make it his home. Miss Mary? For weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah. He made the proposal himself.
No,
his
it
wife
was his wife.
And she's deaf.
She's what?
Deaf. She can't hear. She, without, you know, she has a hearing aid.
Mm-hmm.
She can hear with a hearing aid.
Was that your kinfolk?
None of my kinfolk. They're Mr. Guthrie's half sister's daughter's husband. But that's one time that Mr. Dodd took up my part of it. He took up on my side. That's one time.
Well, I don't know whether he would if the people would have been there. That's what you got to think about. The people wasn't there. They was on the other end of the line.
I bet you he would, and Miss Dodd would have too.
Well, gosh, Miss Mary, I thought that was settled. And here they call you?
I thought it was too. I called her sister and told her sister that I just could not take them.
And neither one of them able bodied?
No.
That's right.
They couldn't go out there and haul wood for you.
Oh, they couldn't. They couldn't even bring in a bucket of water.
This man is going to die. I don't know how long it'll be. I may be done gone, but he's definitely going. He ain't going to get well.
In his case, he can't. He can't. There ain't no way. No way.
Well, Miss Dodd would take him.
No, she won't either.
Well, she takes just anybody comes on. Whatever happened to that little girl? Berman. Daughter.
Oh, that fella.
I don't know. Miss Dodd says she hasn't heard anything.
She was coming down here to stay.
Oh, you mean Mr. Dodd's daughter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I asked Miss Dodd. Miss Dodd said they hadn't heard from her.
They was expecting her to stay. And she stayed 2 or 3 days and was going down to see Florida. Remember?
And she come back by and went home, and that's been the last of it.
Yeah.
But Miss Dodd was looking for her in July, I believe. She said it was either June or July,
yeah.
And she said she hadn't even heard from her.
Well, we'll see what she thinks of Florida.
Miss Dodd might be glad she don't like Florida. I don't know.
Well, she was really having a fit about it, wasn't she? She sure was.
Mm.
I want Rick to see that little irrigation. That is the cleverest thing I have seen in my life.
Mr. Simmons told Marvin yesterday evening, and I think that's
yeah, he
what
come
we
up with it with a brilliant idea.
He said to put us down a pump and fill up the hole and pump the water out of the hole into the garden.
In other words, we put a well down
this
close to the
yeah.
pond.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And this water level goes down in the pond. Just crank up your motor, put it on the well and fill the pond back up and then
with
pump
the
out
same
the
motor.
Pump. Yeah.
So you don't have to have
sure.
another pump.
Why, sure.
Of all things.
But this won't do but 50 feet.
Well, that'd be good enough. You know, our water table, if we got a deep well, it'll come closer than 50 feet to the top of the ground
right.
in this part of the country.
Oh.
Yes, we got on both, on that well, we got it home. Well, that other one, too, it's a shallow well. The motor's on them.
Yeah.
And it pulls it, that electric motor pulls it right along.
What size pipe would you need?
Well, I'd put down a 2-inch.
Yeah.
for that small motor.
Really?
I don't think I'd.
That's as little as they put out, is it?
Well, you can put down inch and a quarter, inch and a half.
But you wouldn't fix it so you could use a jet on it or anything.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, you can do that any time. You want to change it.
Yeah, sure.
Put down a 2-inch. Then if you want to put a jet on it, you can put a pipe down the middle or something.
Sure.
But that June. And then you can just put that on out there and just keep the water off. And have some fish too, can't you? Mm-hmm.
You know that pump that we're using water out of now, it's a pumping at the house, is only 60 feet. And it hit a underground stream and it was clear when we started pumping water out of it. It started pumping clear. So it hit an underground river. Well, we went through a rock, flint rock.
Yeah.
It took several days to get through that thing. It wasn't very thick either.
Oh, man, that's flint rock.
But when we dropped through that, we got water, good water.
Uh-huh.
That flint rock is hard on them bits, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, the main thing is to find somebody that can put out a pump. You know, they got machinery now that does that.
How about that man down there? Macintosh, what's his name? Hare?
Macanope, isn't it? His name, what?
Well, I see.
Yeah. There's somebody, what's his name?
Let me tell you, Cookie, Leo, got a good man to put his pump down. Didn't charge him much. And he did nice work. And I forget his name, but all you got to do is telephone him and ask him.
Well, you know, old Cookie?
Yeah.
Is he home?
He works. Yeah. As far as I know.
You mean the man that's got the horses here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brother had a colored fella out of Melrose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey.
He was supposed to come out and put him one down. And I just wondered whether that was the same one that put Cookie down or not.
I don't know.
They say he's good, but he's lied so much to my brother about it, so he would give up on him.
Yeah. Well, this fellow didn't lie.
He
was he a colored fellow?
No.
Well, this is a colored man.
No, he wasn't a colored fellow. And,
me and Nick can put down a point.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I put down
just
two, but I put down three of
me
my life.
Me and Nick can put down one. We put down three.
Yeah. Yeah,
Marvin and did it.
Oh, you have?
By hand. No machinery there. It was all done by hand, drilling and all.
It's not as hard as you think it is.
All you got to do is
get rigged up for it. Build your scaffold up here, you know, to get your block up there and have your great big block and have your rope to it.
Well,
and let that thing come down and drive that thing in the ground. You know,
just pound it on down.
Yes,
sir.
You can take your car wheel now and hook a pulley on the thing and it'll pound it.
Take a while.
Your wheel, jack up your automobile.
Yeah.
And put your pulley on it.
Yeah.
And it'll, as it goes over like that, it'll drop, it'll pull that thing up and then drop it back down. That's the hammer.
Yeah.
And it'll pound that pipe right on in the ground. Well, that'll take you, and it'll work on your drill.
Is that right?
I've seen that.
Why not take your tractor and do that?
No, well, you could do it, I guess, but your tractor wheel's so large.
But that block of wood up there, though, you just pull it down on that and zoom. It'll go about a half an inch an hour.
Half an inch an hour.
Morning, and I put down one down on the lake.
Why, Miss Mary?
Down in our cup in and pump water.
What do you pump with?
A pump?
From
put a picture pump on it?
Oh,
and he give you some chocolate ice cream?
It's real good.
Just a little bit, Marvin.
I wouldn't care for anything, thank you.
Just a little bit, Miss Miles. Don't give me much now. I'm so full.
You know, it don't take much. You know, a pitcher pump works fast.
It does.
You'd want a little longer handle on it.
But you know, we watered cows with a pitcher pump. Oh, that down in place
for
a long time. We'd go there evening and fill it. Had one of them old bathtubs, and it didn't take long to fill it.
But you know, I wouldn't have an electric pump to water cows.
Oh, well, no, not cows and the garden and stuff like that. Well, it'd break it. It cost about, I would say, 10 cents to irrigate that garden, and you know, at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a gasoline. Not over that, and I doubt it cost him that much.
Well, you know, this cost slips up on you. I remember this fella that brings gas over here. I was talking to him about heating, putting in a little more gas. Well, he says, you just go broke if you try to heat this house.
That's
right, too.
Excuse me.
And he told me, you see. Not many of them tell you that.
That's right.
You got a spoon?
It's fine.
But.
That's Miss Mary's cake. Do you have a piece of Miss Mary's cake?
Wish,
no, thank you.
I wish he'd handle kerosene too. That same dollar.
But is it bottle gas or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's from that. Well, he was.
Mm-hmm.
You would. All this country, they don't take any time at all to deliver the gas, it's just to collect it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a kerosene bill to pay.
So we.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we better, you know what we better, we should do though, is wait to get, let them send that bill out. And then go in and pay that thing, because I think they gypped us one time on, I think they got one on. I think we paid one twice last year.
Well,
we can get that bill, they'll send it, they'll bill us through the mail. Then we can go in whole phone with that bill and pay it and get him market paid, and that'll be it. Most of the time, why they'd put kerosene in one, then we'd go and pay for it the next and get a receipt and then lose that.
And then you get a bill.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
So you get the kerosene from one place and they bill you from another. They bill you from Palladka.
Oh.
That's where the kerosene actually comes from.
Man life, eh?
Oh, that's some cake.
Oh, that's something.
I've been rationing everybody.
This is good. That's good.
Isn't it good? That's chocolate.
Dutch chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
This is delicious.
Marvin, better let me get you some.
I wouldn't care for any Miss Miles, thank you.
You know what? You see, the trouble is, a fella keeps so far behind, he can't catch up and make any improvements.
That's for sure.
You see, you could have done this. Look how long ago you could have done this.
Yeah. Well, we could have been eating greens all the year.
Mm.
The last 10 years. They've had these pots for a long time, you see.
Yeah. But I didn't know it.
Yeah.
You did. You just didn't think about it. They had gasoline motors.
Yeah, I knew that, too.
Well, I tell you, when you got a job up at the university and you don't have many hours at home, you can't get around to things
That's
like
true.
That.
But I think when I go to town, I'm going to get me another sprinkler head and go on right then and use two, and I won't have to move one in.
We can't pay $30 for a sprinkler.
There's nothing like that now.
No, sir, we're not going to do it.
If we need it, we will.
Mm-mm.
I didn't say nothing about we was going to do it. I said I was going to do it.
Miss Boyle's had a bunch of them. I never used them. I give them to Carl Van Arnum when he bought that new office. And he used them all.
How about that?
Now, if I had one, I might use it.
Yeah, if you had them now, you could set your pump up out down the pond and water your rye and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
how
man.
How about that? Get it up.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't get us some rain on that rye. We not gonna get any rain this weekend.
No.
Yes, Mary, you said we might today. Yeah, that's what they said, but they
changed
it.
50% from last night up until noon, and then they changed it. They brought it back down, and now it's no percentage. It's just,
well, I thought
it's not gonna rain
today. It was clouding
up too,
nice,
but we sure didn't get it.
They said you got about enough in Trenton to make the dirt stick to your feet. That's closest way as it got.
Mm.
Well,
that's delicious cream. We come over here and sit and eat with y'all, and y'all don't.
But you know,
sit and eat.
You got plenty of water out there, haven't you? I mean, if you had a way to get it in your field.
In the swamp?
Yeah, don't you have plenty of water in that swamp?
This upper one's filled up. There's a right smart in that one, middle one. But that back one they had, there's a whole lot of water in
mm-hmm.
there. So, there's some land out of there.
You all had company, Miss Mary, but my goodness, we got over there early, and we stayed all that long time, and then you just had people all the time.
Well, see, y'all didn't stay long. We never did get in the house. When y'all come, we was busy, and before we got in the house, y'all left.
We stayed an hour or two.
Well, yeah, we stayed a long time.
Well, y'all was down in the field. You were working.
I'd rather do that than sit in the house. I enjoyed it out there. We had a big time last season.
Mr. Dodd told me last night that, you know, he got him another hay rake a while back, in long in the summer, I guess it was.
Brand new one?
No, sir, I think it was a used one. But anyway, he taken it apart, greased it, you know, and everything. Then Johnny, I think, taken the wheels off of it. And done something to it. But anyway, he said he got it out there in the field and went to raking hay. He said he looked behind and said one wheel was way back down yon and said the rake was dragging on the ground.
Mark?
He said he got John in and jacked it up and put the wheel back on it, and he just was fortunate enough to have lugs, you know, to put that wheel back on it, and he got after Johnny about leaving the lugs loose. And said Johnny said he didn't do it, but he said he did because he was the only one that put the wheels on there, and he just didn't tighten. So the wheel run off his rake. Lost all the lugs off of it. And I told him, I said, you better watch if you hadn't put a flat tire, I mean, fix a flat on your car while you might not tighten them lugs. He said he'd check on that.
That's right. Well, that wouldn't be good for the rake either, would
no.
it?
No.
There's a lot of things to look at. I noticed Johnny. When they brought that hay over here. Dodds was on the ground and Johnny was on the truck. And what he did was just reach up that one hand and turn that bale over and then give him a little push so it hit the ground and bounced it. And Mr. Dodd, wherever it landed, Mr. Dodd could go get it.
Yeah, pick it up.
Well, you see, it'd have been easier if Johnny had just stayed at home.
course, he was right there where you didn't have to pick it up, you see. That'd help, wouldn't it?
He's a big
man. I'd a whole lot rather pick up something standing up and have to stoop over and pick
it
up than stand
smart.
Back there.
And Mr. Dodd didn't let on. I guess it's much to let on about. You get tired of letting on. And he got 4 or 5 of them to let on about.
Mr. Dodd said that too. Tommy was in, it's been a while back, so Tommy was in the cesspool crying.
Swimming pool.
Yeah, I said the cesspool, swimming pool, crying. Said that he come along, he asked Johnny, he said, what's wrong with him? Not a thing in the world, said one of the other boys, I don't know which one it was, Danny or
Timmy
or somebody chunked a water bucket down there and hit him on the head.
Wasn't nothing wrong with him.
Said he hit him on the head. Said yes, sir. Said just kept going right on. And Mr. Dodd said he went down there and looked. Said they like to kill the young'un. Johnny said there wasn't nothing wrong with him. They just chunked the water bucket down there and hit him on the head.
That's real bright, you know.
Going to be president someday.
You know, let me tell you, when I was growing up, they got so they went to high school, but before that, they figured that an 8th grade education was a good education. Well, you know, I still think it is. A good 8th grade education is all you need to know.
Well, back then. But you think it is now? I mean, the way they teach them now.
I think it's better now. It'd be better now. How I said, leave all these burr heads out of.
But in my opinion,
did you cook any of your meat yet?
I knew more actually when I was in the 3rd grade than the most do now. I'd just sell them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, right. I mean, you know,
well, that's
because you, that teacher would bear down on you.
Yeah.
He or she or whoever it happened to be would see that you've got them books.
Yes, and they had something to bear down on you with.
That's right, and didn't mind using it.
No. No, sir. So that old hickory tea, there's nothing like it.
They're not there to hit one now, though.
Not even scolding.
No.
Parents is not allowed to whip the kids. But if I had one, I bet you I wouldn't ask nobody if I had to chastise him.
Mm-mm. I don't know. Sometimes I think I'll just pack up and leave the country.
Well, where would you go?
Well, that's it. Then I start wondering, where would I go? Well, I'd go back up there where I come from.
Well, you wouldn't be satisfied.
No, I know too much about them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go somewhere I didn't know so much about them, and they didn't know so much about me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd be doing that there. You'd be running from something hen running into it where you was going.
Yeah.
That's like right, Marvin.
Like the man that was trying to get away from the Smiths. He said everywhere he went, there was a Smith.
Yeah.
And the towns was full of Smiths. So he said he thought he'd get on the train and he'd go to where there wasn't no Smiths.
Yeah.
So every time he'd come to, he'd meet a Smith and he'd get on the train and he'd go further. He got way on up there in Texas and looked up and over the sidewalk there and says, Smith Manufacturing Company. He said, uh-oh, he says, this is where they make them. I'm going back home. There's two men Smiths to suit him. So that would be the way that would go. couldn't get by.
And everywhere you go, there's a bunch of Townsends.
Yeah, somebody can tell.
You know, in the Army.
Did I tell you about I found some of Marvin's kinfolks?
No.
Didn't even know I had.
Well, we were in Dr. Gibney's, I believe it was last Saturday, to get us a flu shot. We take them every year. And Dr. Gibney asked me, he said, do you hurt anywhere? And I said, no, I don't hurt nowhere, but I feel bad. I'm just not no count. I feel it's like I'm just stripped. You know, inside, I just don't feel good. And he said, I'm going to get the nurse to take you down to Dr. Long's, and I'm going to get him to take a blood test, and we'll find out what's your trouble. Went in there, and nurse carried me down there, and he said, Mary Townsend? And I said, yes, sir. And you from Hawthorne? I said, yes, sir. And he said, I know. He said, I know right away the Townsend Cemetery is, and he says, it's full of dead Townsends. I said, that's right. And he said, them woods out there are just full of Townsends. I said, yes, sir. And he began to name over such and such a one, and he named Aunt Molly. And I said, she hadn't been dead too long, has she? That's right, just about a couple of years. And then he began to tell me his kin people, you know, and where they were. And who was it? His grandpa left here and went to Maine. England. And now he's in Argentina. And he has named, and I said, well, you know, I married one of them old Townsend boys. Mr. Sam Townsend, Uncle Sam Townsend, yeah, I know him. And oh, he just rattled on, and I said, well, I'm going to bring him in here and let him meet you. And he said, well, you do that. And I went in there, and I told Marvin, I said, Marvin, come here, I want you to meet. Hey, I ain't going to get me.
Too many kin folks.
But I made him go in there just the same to meet the man. And he's second cousin to Marvin.
And
your doctor.
Dr. Albert Long.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. So Dr. Gibney, he gave me a prescription, and he said, don't have it filled till I call you. And he called me, and he told me that everything was all right. He said my red blood was down just a little bit, but that wasn't enough to cause me that trouble, but go ahead and get my vitamins and take them, and he thought I'd be all right.
But if left it up to Marvin, he wouldn't, he don't.
Oh, heck, he don't care nothing about no kids.
Got too many as it is, he said.
Well, it took the doctor down there to keep up with him.
That didn't make the bill any lighter.
I was going to say it. Did he give you a percentage off?
No, it didn't make the bill any lighter.
I always envied people who could keep up with the kinfolks. All it did to me was just get me all mixed up.
Well, he can tell you more. It's just like reading off a book.
Yeah, he knew. He knew what he was talking about.
He just like he had a book and a reading, and he just told me all about the Townsend generation. Where they sprung from?
Where did they sprung from?
Who was it? Now, I can't think of your great-grandpa and great-grandma.
Well, my dad is.
He's got Indian in him.
My dad is great-grandfather. Used to own from Island Grove, well, from the muck farms, all the way back to Campville. He owned all of them. There were about five, six sections in that he owned. And he had them woods full of cattle. His name was Noe Townsend.
Oh, it's been here a long time.
Well, he was one of the first settlers. See, he was the first settler in there. And then, well, as I remember, he married an Indian woman.
It's your great grandfather.
My great grandfather, that's right. And so that would put my daddy's daddy's mother are Indian.
And this
my
is a little woman that died last week. She's an old lady, and she knows quite a bit about the past, you know. And she said that they were on a cattle drive, I believe it was, wasn't it? But anyway, these people, some of Marvin's people, and I think it was them, was going somewhere, and they had a child died on the road. And out down at Winster Cemetery, she's buried out there. In the corner of the cemetery somewhere. Miss Lula knows all about it.
Yeah, she could keep up with that. She was a woman. Well, her mother, Miss Lula's mother, and my daddy's daddy was brother.
They weren't traveling in covered wagons.
Well, he knows right smart of it, too.
This little feller over here?
Marvin does.
He know what he knows about his great grandfather though, and them is just what he just heard. Just picked
up. Yeah, well, yes, I didn't know him. I know my great granddaddy. I knew.
Well, how did your daddy get to this country?
Well, he was born and raised here. My daddy.
Right here?
Yeah.
Over there around Campbell.
Old Thumb, Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
And your grandfather was too, I
think. My grandfather, I think my grandfather come in here with his father. Of course, he was raised somewhere in the state of Florida, but not right in here.
And this doctor told me that his mother lived in Arcadia. Well, now, what kin would she be to the Townsends?
Well, her daddy. You see, her daddy was a Townsend. And she married a Long. That's right. Her and Daddy would be first cousins. Maud.
That's not a lot of Indian blood in him. I'd be proud. I wish I had some. Great grandmother. You can tell he's got Indian in him. All the Townsends is kin to the Indian. Who was it? Your great grandma was a full blooded Indian?
So they say.
Maybe she was.
Maybe so. That might be better still.
You know I like the Indians.
I do.
I like the Indians. There's the cutest little Indian fella down yonder at the O'Keller I ever saw. He was working down there at some plant, and a white girl, I guess, he must have been boarding, but took him down there to see a doctor, and if he wasn't the cutest little thing I ever seen in my life, and he just had everybody a-laughing and cutting up. I think the Indians was badly mistreated.
When I was in service, I had a Indian boy for a buddy, and he was thoroughbred Indian. He was right off the reservation. And we're talking about fight, but that little fella could not your fight. There wasn't a hole that he didn't know.
Ooh.
And I asked him, well, he didn't have a name. He didn't have an American name. He had an Indian name, and the Army gave him a name. And I asked him one day, "How in the world?" I says, "How in the world did they get you out of the reservations and get you in the army?" And he told me that he was stealing bicycles. He'd go in the cities and steal bicycles and ride them back to the reservation. And they caught him and was going to give him either time in the gang or the army, and he chose the army.
How about that?
Yeah. And they call him Joseph George.
Yeah. Well, when you come along, Marvin, the boys was a little scrappier than they are now.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Did you come up fighting, Rick? No.
No, my mother would not hear of it. She'd spank me if I got in a fight.
Well, Mama never did know about us getting into a fight with that one of us getting
the heartbeat
out of us.
Gosh, I used to fight myself.
Oh, that I just didn't do that.
I used to fight. There was two boys, two Hatch boys, Harm Hatch and Rufus Hatch, that walked on our road with us, and every evening after school we had a fight.
Well, we had to walk about 3 miles.
And you know, you don't know it, but now Mr. and Ms. Miles might know it. People didn't, they used to kill their lunch in a dinner bucket.
Uh-huh.
And
bucket.
We'd take their bucket to a stump out in the woods and beat it off to
me.
Yeah! And Mr. George Hatch, these boys' daddy, went in there, went to the schoolhouse and tried to expel me from school. But he didn't succeed. And he told the teacher about me taking his boys' lunch boxes out in the woods and busting it off. Boys, we fought. Yeah, we used to fight.
Yeah, I remember used to have to walk to school and meet my cousin. I had a cousin that was, we had about 3 miles to walk. And my cousin, he had about 2. He lived close to the school than we did. And we'd fight. He'd tell the teacher, and the teacher, she would get me. Well, she had thrashed me out. And she done that every day for a week.
Was that Miss Lula?
No, that wasn't Miss Lula.
Whipped you every day for a week?
Yeah, because every evening when they turn out school, I'd get on him, boy, I'd knock up, put one on him. And we'd bite. And then the next morning, he'd tell the teacher, and I'd get a whipping. And I'd tell him, I said, "Now, I'm going to whip you. Every time you tell the teacher, that evening you can expect a whipping because you're going to get it because I'm going to give it to you." And I'd do it. then the teacher got to where she'd let him, my whole men let him out about 30 minutes ahead of me so I couldn't catch him. Well, I knowed the next morning I'd get him. I'd get him the next morning.
They used to make me sit in the corner
and,
of the schoolhouse.
He got to where he wouldn't tell
on
me. I just quit. I wouldn't bother him. I told him that I would.
And that would just make me so mad.
Oh, you'd have to sit in the corner.
No, I'd have to sit in the corner of the schoolhouse because I'd fall on school road. And when I tell you, when that school would give out and I got on that road, I'd give it to them again. And me and my brother used to fight. We used to get out in the woods at night, and I had an old blind mule, now believe it or not. I rode that mule, and me and my brother would coon hunt, and a possum, kill coons and possums, and polecats for the sport of it. And we'd run horse races.
On that blind mule?
On that blind mule. Ain't that something? It's a wonder I hadn't got killed.
Is that true?
Well, you were pretty supple. You were springy then. You didn't hit as hard as you might.
That's right.
There's one that mule hadn't fell in a ditch or a hole or something.
But that mule didn't, though.
Yeah. Bad job.
And you'd ride that mule at night.
With
your
mother?
Yes, ma'am, I sure did.
Well, night wouldn't mean anything to the mule. I mean, she's blind. And
I tell you, I was rough when I was coming up. Me and my brother, we teamed up.
Well, we had to be rough to survive.
And we fought. We beat one another up.
You and your brother?
Yes, sir. Of course, he was a better man, and he got mostly he got the better deal. He finished beating me up in most of the time.
Yes.
But we fought.
Oh, John, what was that you were telling over here that day? I forget how it was. About that horse that run away in the buggy.
With the wagon?
Yes.
Oh, my dad sent, we had a horse that we had bought. And my daddy sent us over to a neighbor's house to borrow your wagon. And he told my brother, he said, don't you trot that horse. Because he knew if he did, he'd run away. And we went and got the wagon, and it was a great big old sand road, you know. And we was on this big sand hill. And Coyd said, sis, let me show you a project. And I said, uh-uh, don't you do that. And he gave that horse a rap and said, come on, Bob. And Bob went on. And he tore that wagon all to pieces. And throwed me out on my head and knocked me out. Almost. And I got up, Coyd was slap out of sight. He tore that wagon all to pieces. One board was on there. And the cord was lying up there flat on his back, holding on to the reins. And the, he said, Pa, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Didn't do a thing. But that horse naturally tore that horse up.
You know, I never was in a runaway like that. I never was in one. Ain't that something? I used to be in a wagon and a driving team a whole lot.
Well, Mr. Myers, you know, I used to. Before the automobiles come into effect, about as many people got killed with runaway horses as I could carry you right now and show you an old live oak tree if it was still standing there. It was standing there when I left home, but I imagine it's been made way with by now. But they tell me that Mr. Jones got his head busted open. His horse run away and run under that tree and hit him on the head and killed him.
Yeah.
And there's just lots of times like that.
Just lots of times. And would you believe it or not, and I've told young people about this, and they'd say, I know that ain't so. But like I was going to Micanopy with a horse and buggy, well, maybe you'd have a better horse than I had, and you'd overtake me and go on.
Sure.
And I told lots of my grandchildren about it. Oh, Grandma, you know that ain't so. They don't believe things that happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
And people cooking on the fireplace.
Well, anything ever happened, if it didn't happen in the neighborhood, you never did find it out. There's no radios and no newspapers. If there was, you might have got
no,
a newspaper.
No, you never
once
did
a
know
month.
When there was a storm a coming
once
or
a month
freeze
or something like
coming.
That.
No.
That's right.
And you didn't know how many people got killed over yonder last week.
Without it was so-and-so across the field over there.
And you never heard anything about the president. But now you can hear all kind of scandals.
Oh, yeah, you know the news now for what happened.
It would be nice if we didn't hear so much.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, what about this I heard this morning? I heard on the news this morning at Pasco. Y'all know where Pasco County is?
Pasco. That's
down
south.
Yeah, down south.
It was a judge, wasn't it?
I declare if I know.
You standing right there?
Yeah, I know, but I know what you're talking about. But I don't know if it was a judge, a sheriff, or what he was. A sheriff or something.
About a 17-year-old girl, a 13-year-old.
14. Yes. And well, there were several of them girls that he attacked, just like that.
And he was a judge.
I believe so.
Well, I tell you, I think it might be a good thing if we just didn't hear so much on the radio.
yeah.
Well, there'd be a lot of things that we didn't worry about. Did you know that I heard that they was going to put Alachua County in the city limits?
Yeah.
Well, they've been trying to annex that for years.
Oh, have they?
Mm-hmm. I hope I find out when they're going to do that.
Well, they'll do it.
Eventually, they will.
What do you think we'd better do if we find it out?
I'm going to sell out. I'm leaving.
Well, it'd be additional taxes.
Mm. Mom and
I... You'll have to pay for sewerage and water.
A horse can run away with a wagon and just tear it to pieces.
They sure can.
Wagon just can't stand up against it. It just can't do it, can it?
It sure can. Because he'll hit trees, logs, or something else, and every time he hits one, he'd get that much scared.
Yeah.
And just go that much faster.
Yeah.
I had one run away with me one time and tore that wagon up. I mean, tore it up.
How did it tear?
Well, at first, I was going down through a lane, and the horse was balking. Started to balk, just wouldn't go. And I'd stepped out of the wagon and got me a gallbladder switch. I was going to get back in there, which wouldn't have done any good. And I got back in time, my seat hit the wagon seat. That horse jumped like that and was gone.
Mm.
And run the wagon into the fence. Well, that upset the wagon and turned it over. Well, the body of the wagon just curved down over me. And then she carried the rest of the wagon on and broke the tongue out and left behind wheels in one place. And she run through a gate and some corner posts there, and some big posts. Run through a gate there and tore the other two front wheels off. And somehow or another she got the axles out of that, that's bent them up. Got the axles out of that and tore the single tree up. And she went on to the lot and stopped.
I declare, that she
better
fix that up.
I mean, she tore that wagon up.
But the first thing she did, she ran it into the fence and turned it over.
That's right.
And you was right. In the bed, and
mm-hmm.
The bed turned over.
That's
on
right.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bed just sat there.
That's right.
So
it
she took off.
Took off with the rest of the wagon.
For the rest of the wagon.
So it weren't had any fuel in him.
Well, it would if it would have hit me, but it, as luck would have it, it didn't hit me. Because it had both sideboards on that bed.
Yeah.
And it just turned it, started hitting the fence, the wheel like this in. And it just turned over.
Yeah. Well, you see the ground wasn't as hard as
oh, no.
The pavements in those
that's
days.
True.
You had a little better chance.
Well,
oh,
that's
he
right.
Did.
If you'd have hit the pavement, it wouldn't have. Probably wouldn't have killed you, but I'm talking about if that wagon, the bed would have hit me on the head or something like that, see. But I was in the middle, more or less in the middle.
Yeah.
And it just curved down like a bird.
I'd always be afraid. Oh, boy, that'd just knock your head open.
Yeah, it would.
You can't jump clear. I guess you didn't even know it was coming.
Well, it happened so quick till I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know, you know. It was too quick.
No, a horse was just kind of waiting on you.
That's right.
I just can't imagine, but I guess with those wooden wheels, that would have
yeah.
A spoke,
mm-hmm.
Spoke bounce. Knocking a road would be hard.
Yeah,
be hard.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Imagine he didn't know.
You know.
It, but anyway, he told him and told him about it.
The
This end of Channel 1 right, then the big continuation visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October, 72. This the end of Channel 1 right, and a continuation visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October, 72.